This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A new study released by U of M's Ford School of Public Policy discovers that global warming is becoming more and more real to more and more Americans. Joining us now to talk about the survey and just why more of us are believing in the reality of global warming is Barry Rabe, who's one of the authors of the study. He directs the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy. Welcome to Stateside, Barry.
Thank you, Cynthia.
So explain to us, how does the survey prove that Americans' attitudes towards global warming have changed?
This survey has been offered twice each year since the fall of 2008, often asking identical questions of a national telephone survey. And one of the questions that we've consistently asked is whether or not people think there's solid evidence that average temperatures have gotten warmer over the past four decades. We talk in this report about a rebound effect because back in 2008, 2009, about two-thirds or more of Americans responded affirmatively to that question.
Hmm.
We saw a pretty big drop in the last couple of years, 2010, 2011. Now, in our latest survey, which was done late last year, late 2012, we're essentially back where we were in the fall of 2012. Around two out of three Americans respond affirmatively to that question.
So do you feel this is a matter of people sweltering through what turned out to be the warmest year on record? It's kind of hard to argue with that, isn't it?
It's a tough one, and it does become interesting. There are clearly different factors contributing to how folks respond to that question or others. One thing that many survey researchers have found in this area is that partisanship is a very, very good predictor of division, and we continue to find that, Republican versus Democratic affiliation. But one thing we have been asking more about is not just how do you respond, is there solid evidence or not, but why do you believe what you believe?
Right.
We've been really struck, especially on the affirmative side of that question, that Americans respond to some form of personal experience with weather. Might be the kind of summer that you're talking about. Some regions of the country might be drought. And we actually did this survey, one version of it, right before Hurricane Sandy. Not knowing that it was coming, we came back right after and found that there was a big jump in people referring to hurricanes. So there seems to be, at least to some extent, a personal reference or experience to weather for how folks respond to this question. Not explaining all of it, but a non-trivial component of it.
But interestingly, your study finds that for the minority of Americans who don't believe in global warming, it seems the biggest reason is religious or political views and not from personal experience.
Yes, and this has actually flipped a little bit over the course of this 4.5 years that we've been doing this work. Those who respond negatively to the question of is there existence of warming, global warming or warming temperatures, increasingly tend to talk about things like, you know, random weather patterns, not referring specifically to weather. A lot of emphasis on politicization, a sense that global warming and global warming-related science is politically driven and politically motivated, and in some cases a religious interpretation, although we actually do see some of that on both sides of the response to this.
You know, it makes me kind of wonder, and I'm just talking anecdotally, knowing people who are staunch Republicans and who did not like Al Gore and did not like him being the face of this and truly bought into exactly what you're saying, there was a feeling of it's being politicized. And when you'd get a big snowfall, you'd get some comment from these people like, see, what does Al Gore know? Is that what's kind of playing into what you're finding? And what do you think this mindset means for the debate and policy decisions for global warming?
Clearly, we continue to see that kind of polarization.
Yeah.
We actually see with the passage of time less specific reference to Al Gore or his work on this subject, more broad comments about political forces at play and the like. Although even in the area of partisan divide, which does continue, we did note that in our most recent survey for the first time in over 4 years, a majority of Republicans, only 51%, but a majority of Republicans now believe there's solid evidence of global warming. That's up from a low of 33% in the spring of 2010, 41% in the fall of 2010. So there really does seem to be quite a substantial rebound effect amongst those who affiliate as Republicans, although again they're much less likely to say that they believe that there's solid evidence of global warming as a Democratic counterpart.
Now, I'm kind of interested. Do you think that this is a matter of when we get the strange weather, like the hot spring we had and then the really hot summer, and then you had an apocalyptic event like Sandy, is that when people believe and then when things get normal, and I'm using air quotes around that, they go back to being non-believers?
We think there is some reason to believe that. We've tended to notice whenever we do these surveys in the fall and the spring, the numbers related to belief drop in the spring as opposed to the fall. Perhaps that's simply on the heels of winter strong or otherwise. And, of course, when we talk about global warming in a continent as big as North America or a nation as large as the United States, weather patterns are different. Not everyone has a severe winter at the same time. Drought isn't a big issue in some parts of the country, where in others it's really front and center. Hurricanes are obviously bigger in some parts of the country than others. And so this, we think, does present some interesting questions and challenges for even talking about and thinking about this issue, if, in fact, a substantial base of people's reaction to this question is based on what they've observed in their own lives or in their own recent experience with weather.
So let's look down the road, let's say 10 years, Barry Rabe. Where do you think, based on the last 4.5 years of these surveys, where do you think public opinion will go?
It does appear that we have seen a very consistent upward swing on this issue, not just the yes, no, but even issues like how strongly you feel about an issue or the intensity of confidence level. All of those seem to be trending upward, and yet there still is this large divide. If we are right that there is a weather link and connection, relatively recent experience with weather might continue to come into play. But we also realize that we were doing a lot of this most recent survey before the president began to talk a lot about the issue in his State of the Union address, with new policy pronouncements. Climate change is back in a big time on the political arena, including the new appointment of the head to run the Environmental Protection Agency and pursue climate change. So we're also interested, and we've always done questions about people's reactions to different policies that would reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We're also interested, as the issue of climate change seems to be back on the federal agenda, at least to some extent, does that also then begin to contribute? Because we did go through a few years, especially after the Senate's decision in 2010 to shelve climate change legislation, the issue is back in policy terms. And so does that contribute to how people begin to think about this issue, how severe it is, how they might respond, what behavioral changes they might want to make in response to it?
Barry Rabe, one of the authors of this study, and of course he's the director of the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at U of M's Ford School of Public Policy. Barry, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.